朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
当我们看见今年的这一个短宣队比往年多的时候
，As we see this year's short-term missions, in terms of numbers, there's an increase.
我们相信，也证明主给我们的恩典很多。
It also proves and shows us that God's grace is increased.
刚才我们为他们祷告，我们求主保守他们出入平安。
As we prayed that their going and their coming would be in safety,
让他们年纪轻的时候感觉到工作很顺利。
May they in their younger years feel the smoothness of working.
是的，很多时候我们侍奉不一定都是顺利。
Of course, oftentimes in ministry it is not smooth.
我们为他们祷告。
But let us pray for them.
让他们的工作顺利。
Let their work be smooth.
让他们的侍奉有成功。
Let their ministry be successful.
让他们去传福音，看见生命改变。
Let them go and proclaim the gospel and see lives change.
所以我们在背后在幕后在后方为他们祷告这些人我们也有相同的责任
And so behind them, supporting them, we too have the same responsibility
最重要的希望他们的灵性能够得到帮助
And most importantly that through this experience their spiritual life will be benefited
也许神今天就在我们教会的短宣的里面兴起一些长宣的人来
It might be just in the midst of our short-term missionaries that God is raising up long-term missionaries
回想我来这个教会上任已经十一年。
Looking back over the last 11 years since I came to this church,
我记得1977年3月来到这个教会，我所参加本教会第一个聚会就是拆产的聚会。
I remember in 1977, in March when I came, the first service that I attended was the mission conference.
所以换句话说，今年是我参加这一个拆产年会的第12次。
In other words, this is the 12th year.Of the mission conferences that I have attended.
这几年来，尤其最近这几年来，我们看见神在我们教会，特别在拆船的工作上面，有一些神特别的恩典。
And in these past years, we have seen God's increasing grace in our church.
有些突破，也有一些进步。
There are new beginnings and new breakthroughs.
我们从我们教会的拆船年会扩展到拆船月。
From just a mission conference, we have increased to a mission month emphasis.
很多时候，我们为了这个拆船的经济的支配和运用，我们常常在想，能不能够把这个拆船的聚会从四月能够改到年底。
A lot of times, we have wondered whether we can take the pledging of our missionary budget and change it until the end of the year.
但是我们要改，改了几年都改不成，一直还是留在四月份。
And yet, trying to change throughout the years, we have left it in April.
这个礼拜我在准备这个信息的时候
，And as I was preparing this week,
我突然想到这是个拆船月，这是在四月份里面全月份的活动。
Actually, this mission month should be one of activity throughout the whole month.
每年四月，我们知道是纪念主耶稣基督复活的一个高潮。
Each April is a climax for our remembering of Christ's resurrection.
弟兄姊妹。当我们想到主耶稣基督的复活和拆船的工作两个连在一起的时候，我们就发现有它特殊的意义。
And as we look at these two events in the same light, we see that there's a meaning that is in there.
所以感谢主，我们不只是在那几天的时间，好像带到一个高峰，让我们真是在主的面前整个月的时间来思想到这个拆船的重要性。
So not only do we thank God for bringing us to a climax in those few days of mission conference, but throughout the whole month we will be about thinking about missions.
感谢主，我们这几年来也发现拆船的工作从成年人扩充到青少年，甚至到儿童。
We thank the Lord that in these years we have seen missions move from just an adult activity to the youth and to the children.
在我个人心里面一直有个负担，就是希望将来金钱的奉献也能够让年轻那个这个幼年的孩子们能够参与。
And it's also my prayer that as time goes that These young children and youth can also participate financially in missions.
在过去这14年，本教会在参与这个拆船活动以来
，In these last 14 years of our church involvement in missions，
我们看见钱出去
，We have seen money going forth，
我们看见祷告出去
，We have seen prayer going forth，
我们看见人出去
，We have seen people personnel going forth。
我们最初教会支持一些属灵的机构
，Originally we supported several different Christian organizations。
慢慢，我们看见从我们中间有弟兄姊妹出去，我们可以直接的支持这一些弟兄姊妹。
Slowly we have seen those amongst us going out, and we can support them individually.
我们非常想念这些宣教士们。
We remember fondly these missionaries.
德国有陈景吴弟兄一家。
We remember Minister Chen in Germany.
我们纪念菲律宾这个吴立贤姊妹 Ronnie 跟 Shelby 他们一家。
And in the Philippines, Ronnie and Shelby.
他们今年七月就要回这个美国述职。
They will be returning this July for a year furlough.
他们有一年的时间跟我们在一起。我们希望在这一年的时间，我们多能够跟他们有交通，也多能够从他们的经验对我们有一些帮助。
And while they are with us for a year, it's my prayer that we can learn from them and to share in their experience.
我们也纪念严大夫他们夫妇在香港。
We remember Dr. Yen and Mrs. Yen in Hong Kong.
何小玲在香港。
And also Mrs. He.
Miss her. 盼望我们在主的面前真是能够常常纪念这些从我们中间出去的这些弟兄姊妹们。
So we hope that in our prayers we can often remember these that go out from us.
弟兄姊妹，这个教会18年的历史。
This church, 18 years, brothers and sisters.
我们一直重视这个拆船的工作。我们相信这是神的恩典。
We have always put a great emphasis on missions, and we believe this is God's grace.
我相信我们今天在座每一个人都是这个教会的一部分。
I'm sure that each one sitting here is a vital part of this church.
我真是从心里面由衷的盼望每一位弟兄姊妹都能够在拆船的工作上能够参与一份。
And from the bottom of my heart, I hope that each brother and sister sitting here this morning can have a vital part, active part in mission.
在我们传道同工的祷告里面，我们求主在这个礼拜五开始的拆船年会，我们能够有很多的弟兄姊妹关心和参与。
And through the mission conference that is beginning on Friday, it's our prayer as the ministerial staff that more brothers and sisters will engage and be actively involved.
今天早上我有一个负担要跟各位分享。
There's a burden on my heart that I want to share with you this morning.
一年一度的活动常常容易流于形式或者变成例行公事。
A lot of times, an annual remembrance or annual activity is reduced to mere ritual and practice only, without meaning.
今天早上，我愿意跟弟兄姊妹一起思想，当我们要来参加这样的一个拆船年会的时候，我们应当带出什么样的态度？我们应当有怎么样的一个心理的预备来参加？
And so I want to share with you this morning as we approach this mission conference, what should be our attitude and what should be our mentality?
好不好？请各位一起翻开约翰福音第四章。
Shall we turn together to the Gospel of John, the fourth chapter?
我们看约翰福音第四章，我们从31节要看完38节。
Reading from starting from verse 31 to verse 38.
我们没有时间就读这一段，请弟兄姊妹在座位上，你翻到这段圣经，很快的把它看过去。
As we don't have time to read this passage, as you open it, if you just browse through it quickly.
主耶稣在这里讲了一段非常重要的有关传福音的教训。
Here the Master Jesus gave a very important teaching concerning missions.
我们知道在四福音书里面
，We know that in the four Gospels,
主耶稣常常做完一件事以后，就带出有关内。
Oftentimes, Jesus, after the occurrence of the event, brings out teaching that is in relation to that event.
我们都知道在约翰福音十三章，耶稣替门徒洗脚。
We know that in John the 13th chapter, Jesus there washed the disciples' feet.
他非常的戏剧化的就在众目睽睽之下跟这些门徒洗他们的脚。
And very dramatically, he sat at the feet of his disciples to wash their feet.
叫他洗完了脚以后，他就开始向门徒发出一道命令。
And after washing their feet, he proclaimed a set of exhortations to them.
他告诉他们说，你们要彼此相爱。
He told them that they must love one another.
从这样一个行动带出这样一个命令。
From this type of action, he brought out that kind of command.
在约翰福音第四章，耶稣基督向一个撒玛利亚的妇人传福音。
Likewise, here in John chapter 4, Jesus having just shared the gospel with a Samaritan woman.
当他跟这个妇人传完福音后，就带出 书三十一节到三十八节这一段有关传福音的教训。
And on the conclusion of that encounter, from verse 31 to 38, he brings out the teaching concerning that.
每一次我想到这样的一件事情，对我这个传道人来说，常常是一个勉励和提醒。
Oftentimes, if I thought about this, I have seen it as a pastor, as a minister, to bring this as a reminder and a warning.
我常常求主不只是帮助我，也帮助每一个弟兄姊妹。
But not only that God would help me, but that God would help each of us.
先工作后教训。
That first we would be about the work and then about the teaching.
先行动后理论。
First that we would be about the action, the movement, and then the theory.
让我们先在主的面前有实质的一个体验，然后把这个体验带出来。
First may we have a practical experience and then from that bring it out.
我相信这样的信息，这样的勉励。真正有果效，真正有力量。
I believe that this kind of coordination has more meaning and has a powerful message.
我常常说，一个好的信息是使听众想，使听众行的一个信息。
I've often thought that a good message, the criteria would that be, it would cause the listener to not only think but also to have action.
我们要看见这个信息带出行动的果效，除非讲的人有这样很深入的体验。
And in order for this to happen, I believe that each of us speaking has to have a very deep burden to see the importance of this.
在这九节的圣经里面
，In these nine verses，
或者八节圣经里面，我们看见这是常常被拆传聚会来引用为重要的经文的一段经文。
Actually, in these eight verses, we see a passage that has been used repeatedly for missions.
我发现，在过去我们教会十四届的宣道年会里面
，And in the last 14 conferences of this church，
我算了一下，一共有五届的题目跟这一段圣经有关系。
That of the five themes。We're in relationship to this passage.
今天没有时间讲这八节圣经，请各位特别注意34、35这两节。
We don't have time to look at all of these eight verses, but we want to focus in on verse 34 and 35.
在三十四节，主要给我们看见一个耶稣基督如何能够满足耶稣基督的这样一个经文。
We see a picture in verse 34 of what exactly fulfills and satisfies Jesus Christ.
耶稣说我的食物是什么呢？我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他自己的工作。
Jesus says, "They're my food. What is my food? Is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work."
食物给人力量，食物给人满足。
Food fulfills people and gives people strength.
什么能够真正满足主的心呢？
What could exactly fulfill and satisfy the heart of Jesus Christ?
在这里很清楚看见三件事情。
And very clearly, we see at least three things here.
当我们来到主的面前，主啊，我们要讨你喜欢。
As we come before the Lord and say, we want to be looked on favorably by you.
我怎么样能够讨主的喜欢？怎么样能够满足主呢？
But how can we satisfy God? How can we be looked favorably on by God?
在三十四节给我们提到三件很重要的事情。
And in verse 34, we see three very important.
我没有时间详细的这个解释，不过请弟兄姊妹记着这三件事情。
Although I don't have time to look at it very closely, I hope that you will remember these.
第一，明白神的旨意。
First of all, to understand the will of God.
第二，顺从神的差遣。
Second, to fulfill or to be obedient to God's leading.
第三，完成神的工作。
And then lastly, the completion of God's work.
短短的一节的圣经。
Very short in three in one short verse.
给我们这些愿意顺从、愿意讨主喜悦的人一个很重要的提醒。
A very good reminder for each of us that are willing and desiring to follow after.
第一，让我们明白神的旨意。
First of all, to understand the will of God.
第二，顺从神的差遣。
Secondly, to follow and be obedient to God's leading.
第三，完成神的工作。
And then thirdly, to complete the God's tasks.
下个礼拜就是换句话说这个礼拜就是我们拆传年会的时候
This week, we will have our mission conference.
我们要带什么样的态度来
What is the heart and what is our motivation as we come?
我们剩下的时间我们把它放在三十五节来思想这一节的圣经
And so in the remaining time, we want to put and emphasize and look at verse 35.
如果找到三十五节经我们同声开口我们来读这一节的圣经。
Shall we, after finding and read it together?
我们就用中文念就可以了。三十五节，找到以后我们一同来念。你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。在这段圣经里面，我们看见主耶稣用了三个很重要的 动词。
We see in this one verse, God using Jesus using very three very important verbs.
从这三个动词，我们被提醒带着什么样的态度来参加我们这样的聚会。
And three of these three verbs, we are reminded of what kind of attitude we are to have as we come to the mission conference.
第一个动词，主耶稣告诉我们说，我。告诉你们，告诉这个字。
The first verb is I say to you or I tell you.
第二，举目向天，观看。
The second one to open your eyes and look, to look.
第三，庄稼熟了，可以收割了。
And then thirdly, that they are ripe for harvest, harvest.
告诉，观看，收割。
To tell, to look, and to harvest.
我们很快的看第一。耶稣说：“我告诉你们。”
Very quickly, first of all, Jesus says, "I tell you."
我们要带什么样的态度来参加这样的聚会？
What should be our attitude as we come to this meeting?
求主帮助我们带着一个能听的耳朵来参加财团年会。
May God help us as we come, that God would give us a heart that is willing to hear.
在启示录第二章、第三章，我们看见。圣灵向小亚细亚七个教会讲话。
We see in Revelation 2 and 3 that the Spirit of God speaks to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
每一次圣灵讲完了话，就说一句话说，你们有耳朵可听的，就应当听。
And at the conclusion of each letter to those seven churches, it is recorded for us, let he who has ears hear.
弟兄姊妹，听是一个很重要的一件事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, to listen is a very important thing.
我们越来越发现，听是人与人之间人际关系失掉了很久的一个很重要的艺术。
And increasingly, I am convinced that to hear between people talking is a lost art.
师母跟我这次回到台湾。
As I have gone back to Taiwan with my wife.
在这半年的时间，我们常常在不同的地方领一些特别的专题的一些聚会。
And in different places, as I have with my wife, held different meetings.
最多要我们讲的一个题目就是夫妇之间的关系。
The most wanted topic for discussion is relationships between husband and wife.
在夫妇的专题里面，最热门的一个题目就是夫妇沟通的问题。
And in that.Broad topic, the most sought after or talked about is how to communicate with one another.
每一次我们跟大家讲到这个专题的时候
，and each time as we have shared from this particular subject,
我们发现一件事情
，we have found one thing.
我们不只是要教这些夫妇怎么样表达说话
，not only do we want to teach these couples how to communicate, how to talk, how to speak.
我们发现一个更重要的一件事情，就是教这些夫妇怎么样听话。
But more importantly, we want to teach them how to listen.
因为我们不会听，所以我们常常表达错误。
And because we cannot hear, oftentimes we communicate wrongly.
在北美华人的当中，婚姻的破裂最严重或者最常见的一个原因。就是沟通的问题。
And I've found that in North America among the Chinese, the greatest reason for divorce and marital problems is that of communication.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。